brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the 11th day of May 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the third hour today, Paul Joseph Watson will join us from the United Kingdom to discuss a series of articles he's written in the last week dealing with the formation of the European Union. That's key to understand who formed the European Union to have the facts on who runs our planet, who controls our society today, and where we are going as a nation and as a planet. This deals with eugenics. This deals with the hopes and dreams of the New World Order, what makes them tick. And we have a lot of research we've covered in the past, but some new big developments have come to the fore, so we'll be breaking that down today. I had a chance to take off 3 full broadcast days, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. A refreshing respite. Feels like I had 100 years off after working 16 to 18 hours a day, almost continually for the last 6-8 months. I've come to the realization I need to take off more time because the sharpness comes back to the psyche, to the intellect. Things become so much clearer, and large founts or wellsprings of energy that had almost been forgotten return. So I'm going to be taking some more time off, especially to spend it with my family. Wrote a lot of notes, though, while I was out of town. A lot of ideas, a lot of points, and I filled up a small notebook with them. I'm going to try to codify those in the next few days and do a special broadcast sometime this week, later in the week, dealing specifically but properly with the architecture of the New World Order. Now, I have a lot of important news we're going to be covering today, and I do want to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us to talk about the economy, the deteriorating situation in Pakistan, the deteriorating situation in Georgia with the shenanigans there last week, on the brink of war yet again between NATO and Russia through their puppet client state, Georgia. We want to discuss the economy, any of these issues, the tail end of the swine flu hype that they're now beating the drum for forced inoculations in the fall. We were right about that. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment rights. Very, very important bill. When I got home last night, I was shocked to read Kurt Nemo's article at Infowars.com. And actually read the bill itself, and it really does say that. We'll be breaking that down coming up in this hour. Also, part two, remember last week we talked about that new legislation, your blog is a weapon. House bill says hurting your feelings will be illegal, punishable by a felony. They will, of course, selectively enforce that. We'll go over that. Man detained for displaying Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. Also, in England, GCSE pupils brainwashed to support MMR vaccine. That dovetails with 2 billion infected, World Health Organization stokes swine flu fear, ABC News. And Barack Obama says he wants you to take 3 shots, 3 flu shots a year. And I guess next year it'll be 6 and then 9 and then we won't eat anymore. When we wake up in the morning, there'll be a few dozen shots laid out on the table like Elvis's attack to be injected into our bodies. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Free number to join us on air today, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let me run through some of the headlines here. Even the Associated Press, an article titled Stimulus Watch, Early Road Aid Leaves Out Neediest. This gives us a small window because you've got to look through all the different windows to get a clear picture, because the media always covers things piecemeal, to learn that the White House had promised that the $787 million bailout would be fully accounted for and completely transparent. Instead, it's basically completely secret. Remember, this is the same White House following in the footsteps of previous White Houses, just intensifying the deception, the level of the arrogance, the level of the over-the-top lying. They came out and said that we are fighting against bonuses for CEOs and for executives of brokerage firms and banks that have received the trillions and trillions of dollars of TARP money. And it turned out, of course, the White House publicly signed an executive order and pressured Senator Dodd, who later blew the whistle when he got the blame for it politically. He said, hey, don't blame me, White House. You told me to. And we don't have to believe Dodd on that. The White House was on record signing an accompanying executive order with the law that he helped pass. This is the level of just amazing hypocrisy, specifically protecting giant cash bonuses for the CEOs of the brokerage firms and big banks. You got to hand it to them, though. It's just amazing arrogance to come out on TV and shake his finger at the corporations that pay for his way, that have bought and paid for everything he's done in his political career and life, the foundations that first funded him in college and out of college, the foundations that ran him for the Senate in the State House in Illinois and then for the U.S. Senate, the foundations and big banks and brokerage firms that gave him four times the money on average, sometimes five times, in the case of Goldman Sachs, what John McCain was given. And no, every time I mention that, I'm not saying vote for John McCain. The point is that if the mafia sends two hitmen out to kill the republic, out to take your freedom, all I'm saying is both those guys are hitmen. Both those guys work for the New World Order. They're here to kill our free society. They're here to dominate us, to conquer us, to usurp us, to stand their flag up on our nation's corpse and declare victory. Like they were roughnecks going up San Juan Hill. Or the Marines up on the mountain in Iwo Jima. Except it's not Marines conquering some far-off island in the Pacific after rousting the Japanese. It's criminal foreign corporate takeover through the governmental and institutional systems of the nation. So there's one article I want to get into. Also, Cheney is saying Obama endangers the nation. This gives him left cover. They have Cheney come out and go every week. Cheney says, look, Obama's a big liberal. He's freeing all the Taliban and Al-Qaeda people. He's a big liberal. He's stopping the torture and stopping the waterboarding and stopping the illegal spying. Cheney's a guy with a 9% approval rating. And so the establishment and Cheney himself knows this is all part of the little dance. By coming out and attacking Obama and saying he's a big liberal who's basically giving the Arabs and Central Asians, they hold at all these camps, back rubs and, you know, jacuzzis and they're playing golf at Club Fed, which is not true. That's all part of the theatrical backdrop people they hold there. By Cheney coming out and doing this, because Cheney's not stupid. Cheney works for the very same people that control Obama. He knows Obama is continuing all of their policies and protecting the Bush administration on record for investigations of torture and waterboarding and saying they were above the law and stealing money and corporate payoffs and no-bid contracts and everything else. It's seamless continuation of the last policies. You know, even the MIT-controlled leftist Noam Chomsky's out admitting that and being howled at right now by the controlled left. They're speaking out against the Messiah, Barack Obama, the newest puppet, the newest diversion. So Cheney is coming out and criticizing Obama for things Obama isn't doing, knowing that he is energizing the left and the 91% of the public, not just the left, but the 91% of the public that hate Mr. Cheney, who has the lowest approval rating of any politician since the modern age of polling. They know what they're doing. They're hurting the left wing on one side, the right wing on the other, forming a wedge, forming a V with the point aimed down, with us, the pheasants, in the mouth of the V, being driven out of the woods into the field so the globalists can pick us off at their leisure. It's a drum-beating sport. They're out flogging the bushes to drive us out into the open. And they do it to the left-right control paradigm. And if you like being suckered by this elementary level military maneuver, then I don't understand why you like being fools. I really don't understand it. It's so elementary. We're going to play this clip later. White House Correspondents' Dinner, Wanda Sykes thinks Rush Limbaugh needs to die of kidney failure and a bunch of other stuff. Again, energizing the left-right paradigm. That gives Limbaugh and the fake right power when they see the left do these outrageous things. And then that gives the controlled left power as well, energizes their base, and then makes the American people divide into two camps fighting with each other instead of joining together against the transnational crime syndicate. By the way, I have another disgusting video clip, the San Antonio We Are Change shot of Clinton down there getting a Prince of Peace award. And they say it, and then the audience kind of gasp and then has a little giggle in the background of I mean, they know it's what they're doing is just very offensive. Even if you're an atheist, you know, it's not good to insult Christians. And it's certainly not good to, like a Jim Jones cult leader, imply you are Jesus Christ. But that's what they do. They say Bill Clinton is basically Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And have you ever watched the UN introduction ceremonies for world leaders? They call them excellencies and grand supreme leaders. I mean, these people are really sick. They also have other tricks like making fun of these petty front men like Gordon Brown and George Bush and Barack Obama. You know, there's also the sport of kicking them around. Like Nixon said, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. And to a certain extent, that's true. The establishment loves to build them up as leaders during one phase of the agenda. And when the folks wake up that they're being conned, they then destroy them and turn that into a spectacle. That's going on in the news right now. All these embarrassing things keep happening day after day to Mr. New World Order, Mr. World Government himself, Gordon Brown. Tips on how he can apply his makeup. You know, we're left in a taxi cab, and that's big news. Not how the British government's official policy is to forcibly reduce their population in the next 20 years by half, from 60 million to 30 million. So we'll go over that. Something I meant to get to last week, I was reminded about it when there was another article written about it today in the Los Angeles Times. The original one was seeking to save the planet with a thesaurus about how they're going away from global warming. You know, they say in these internal White House memos, they say that are done by these think tanks for them, oh, the people know the Earth heats and cools on its own now. You know, they figured out there's actually seasons and not just yearly seasons, but 11-year seasons and other cycles going on. So now we'll just say that the Earth is dying and that we're basically losing our atmosphere. That the atmosphere is off-gassing. That's going to be the new one. Which might be happening. You never know. I don't know why they're chemtrailing up there. They are acting like something's going on. Maybe it was all the hydrogen bombs, the Russians, the French, the British, the Chinese, the United States, detonated in the upper atmosphere, admittedly blowing holes in large areas of the atmosphere. But, I mean, I don't know anymore. These people are complete psychopaths, so we'll get into that. There is a systematic purging of channels out there on YouTube. They volunteers set up an InfoWars channel separately run by another fella, and they came in and deleted that, even though it was just my show, and said basically no more Alex Jones. I don't really even at this point know what to do about this situation. You dovetail this with House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment right. And then you read the bill, it really does do that. They got other bills, not just the hate crimes bill, but other bills, to openly charge you with a felony if someone says what you said hurt their feelings. I mean, this is really happening. And I think it's important to continue to post all my material to YouTube. People should have separate accounts just separately for my material. But I think it's also important to copy my videos and the PrisonPlanet.tv live feed we do to all the other big sites. In fact, guys, I haven't done this. Will you guys Google the video ranking biggest video sites? Maybe we'll give a list of those out or post them.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The master tongued me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
All right, we are back live. I'm going to go to Delilah, Kevin, Joey, John, Kathy, and others. And then coming up, I'm going to get into the attack on free speech. You know, I remember back during the Ron Paul campaign, was it a case in South Carolina, where we had the family on, where the police busted down the door without a warrant. Some cop didn't like a Ron Paul sign and roughed up the man and woman and then took them to jail. They later got an apology. I mean, where do they find these lunatics? And people all over the nation would go up the side of the highway and hold up Ron Paul signs or Infowars.com signs. We've seen so many cases of that, and the police come and say, you're not allowed to do that here in America. There's a free speech zone down behind the baseball field downtown if you want to go there. This is out of the Bloomington Alternative. State criminalizes shouting about I-69. They said no protest allowed. Basically anywhere. I'm going to get the group on. This is really happening, folks. They're really brainwashed the cops, and now they're turning them loose on us, and the courts are corrupt in this country. They're really moving against free speech. Everybody's free speech right now. You protest the North American Union, they tell you it doesn't exist. You get their own documents and say, look, I know it exists, and I'm not buying your con game anymore. They say, okay, arrest them. God help us, man. The New World Order is moving so fast right now. They are just butchering the economy, butchering all of our liberties, and censoring me all over the place because we've really started exploding in the AM and FM audience, the internet audience, the shortwave audience, the satellite audience, the videos people are seeing online. You know, I called in Thursday to the show and Burmese was sitting in doing a great job, and I talked about everywhere I go, I'd probably say 40-50% of the people that come up to me saying, hey, I listen to the show, they say, I found out about it on YouTube. YouTube. And I'm going to get a list. You know, they've got to have a ranking of the top video websites. And we can compile those and maybe have an activist center on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com so we can have volunteers and people create channels with the video that I do live every day from at least the last 2 hours, 1 to 3, that's posted in high quality and streams live for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and we appreciate all those great members. But then folks take that and post it all over YouTube, and there was an Alex Jones fan website that had gotten up to, starting to get like a million views a week. You could add up the videos he was posting, about 15 a day, and they were starting to really build about a million a week. And you can see the growth curve was just explosive, that it was soon going to be 2 million a week. And that's just one little channel, so they shot that down. They've been shutting down other Alex Jones channels from other fans. And the answer is to create duplicate accounts under other names, other emails, not link them up. The answer is also go to some of the other biggest, you know, the other sub-video sites that aren't anywhere the size of YouTube, but also start posting religiously to those, and we'll start trying to link to those others and also drive traffic to those and build those up just to be able to get our word out, because the system has figured out that YouTube is one of our biggest places to reach new people. And, you know, we're talking millions a week just with YouTube, folks. We're reaching millions of new people. I mean, it's getting to where I walk in gas stations anywhere in the country and they go, hey, you're Alex Jones. How you doing? I like your show. Oh, where'd you find out about it? Oh, I heard you on YouTube. I saw you on YouTube. Then I checked out your site and listened every day, or found out it was a local station, or then I heard you on George Norrie. Like 10% of the time, it's George Norrie. 50% of the time, I'd say YouTube. Another 20-30%, it's news articles and the websites themselves. But we're under a massive censorship and attack right now because we are effective, because we're hitting on all cylinders, and we know who the globalists are. We know what their agenda is, and we have a track record of being right. And people are discovering 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old TV shows and radio shows. And folks are flipping out how accurate they are in today's context. Well, I hate to steal my own thunder here, but I really didn't do that much. I was reading public CFR documents, Pentagon documents, and other things. All right, I'm going to come back, take your calls, get into the attack on the First Amendment. It's really getting bad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the concerted full-bore attack on free speech, not just in the United States, but worldwide. We are here. There is no doubt I've analyzed the enemy attack profile that this is a hot revolution they're attempting to implement. And by hot, I mean this is going to be the worst type of takeover. They mean on bringing us all the way down with economic collapse and then out of that fear implementing their total control. And then, I mean, the news is coming in from every angle. The millions and millions of paramilitary police they've hired, the bureaucracies they're turning loose on the people, the control grids are just unspeakable. In fact, later I'm going to post these photos, maybe show them during PrisonPlanet.tv simulcast in the last 2 hours, and Aaron's going to do an article about it. Aaron Dykes is a blurb. You know, I went down to the beach. First I did some camping, then went to the beach for a couple days, Texas beach with my children. And I went on to the Padre Island National Seashore, And you would have thought, driving through the guard shack, that I was entering North Korea. No exaggeration, there had to be more than 20 cameras that scan your face, that scan the side of your car, the top of your car, your license plate from five different angles. It looks like something out of a science fiction movie. And, of course, you're asked questions by the guards when you're going in. If you try to take any of the ferries across any islands there now, and I said I wouldn't go back to Bolivar. I went there last year with my children for 3 days. And every time we went over on the ferry, they searched our car. Every time. And it's just all about an atmosphere of fear, training the police that there's terrorists everywhere, creating this heightened sense of bizarre paranoia, and training all Americans everywhere to live in an airport. It's like America is going to be a giant airport. And they'll always phase in the latest level of slavery that will then be implemented in the rest of society in two places, in the public schools and in the airports. Dogs searching you, dogs searching your bags, your locker, cameras in the schoolrooms, the classrooms, the library, the bathrooms, thumb scanners to get your school lunch, thumb scanners and retina scanners to check out books, barbed wire fences around the schools, counselors that claim they're there to help you, really trying to push Ritalin and Prozac on you, dossiers written on your parents in 7th and 8th grade English class publicly, Army and Marine recruiters by law brainwashing you, non-elective law enforcement semester classes for the 6th and 7th grade brainwashing you, National Compulsory Service, then the airports, body scanners and scanning your naked body, taking your shoes off in an act of submission, an act of slavery. It's all absolute bull. Bunch of technocrat eugenicists playing God running the whole show. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. And there's nowhere to run. It's a new world order. And this system hurts 99%+ of us. It hurts the enforcers. It hurts everybody. And it's a tattletale, paranoid society. At the beach, I went to this little funky condo rental place I've been going since I was a teenager. And about 5-6 years ago, they got a security guard. Nobody ever gets broken into. Nothing ever goes on. Times I've been there a couple times a year. And then they got security guards. Then a few years ago, I noticed they'd ask you questions in the parking lot or come up and bug their eyes out at you at the pool. And then now they just follow you around everywhere and follow everybody around and mind you and boss you around. And that's what America is. And then everybody's a tattletale. You know, everybody gets tattled on, then everybody tattles, and everybody minds everyone. And God, this country's going into such bondage, such a nation of trash, a nation of cowards, a nation of scum, a nation of effeminate, weak, knock-kneed, unadventurous, cowardly people with an overlay of fake masculinity and strutting and posing. A nation of gelded cowards. We are going into a giant prison. And it's a charnel house of horrors. It is a terrible butcher's lair we enter. And I know what it is. I know I'm right. You know, I really believe the things I say here on the show. I really do the research. I know I'm right. Not embellishing, not exaggerating, far from it. I can't articulate just how real all of this is. And I have a sense of satisfaction that I fought it. I put on a decent fight. But at the same time, I struggle with great feelings of guilt and remorse that I haven't spent my time on this planet better. That I didn't have more energy, that I wasn't a stronger man, that I wasn't as weak as I am, that I wasn't as petty as I am, that I wasn't as fleshly and worldly as I am. Because like it or not, we're the big game in town. This little operation. We're it. We're the best there is. And that ain't saying much, is it? And so I'm going to try to dig deep in my psyche and try to be more professional, more focused, more serious, to truly articulate my understanding of the New World Order that is much more advanced than what we've displayed on air or even in the films, which tend to be a more polished and articulate presentation. I dedicate myself, I dedicate my life, my name, everything I am, everything I'll ever be, to trying to tell the very closest thing to the truth as I can, because no man knows total truth. Only God knows that. We all see through rose-colored glasses, but I strive to be as honest as I can. I strive to be as accurate as I can. I strive to portray the clearest picture of the world that I can. And I give you my commitment, and I give you my word that I am attempting to take this radio show and everything we do to the next level, whatever the cost may be. When I got into all this, I didn't realize how deep the water was, how treacherous the shoals were, how rocky the reefs truly are. People tell me, well, what are the solutions? What do we do to turn this around, to fix it? And I give a lot of solutions. We talk about a lot of solutions. We have a lot of guests on to talk about solutions. But mainly it's you waking up and taking action and getting involved. You're the solution. Asking God for guidance is a solution. Having respect for yourself and challenging evil wherever you find it and not backing down. And states' rights and rediscovering liberty and cutting the size of government and having stronger families and realizing the family's under assault and having that understanding that you're under assault that can bring the family together and bypass a lot of the mindless fights and arguments and things that go on that we've been engineered to engage in. And, you know, when I say this is a nation of trash, I mean the overlying current, the overdriving direction, the overall tackiness, the kind of mad rush to whatever the latest fad is in the quickness to be sold a bill of goods and then run on to the next. I'm tacky. I'm trashy. You know, when I sit here and say that, I'm not indicting the whole country and the whole world without indicting myself. I can recognize what it is, though. It's a fundamental trashiness. It's a fundamental weakness. It's fundamental decadence. We do come from great explorers and inventors and people of great courage and great will and great capacity for good and evil. And through the adversity that carved out this continent and all the countless conflicts and wars that took place, a great independent people were developed. And we lean heavily on the bones of the past that form a type of mental crutch for what we are today. And what we are today is a very evil, wicked, degenerate people who need to repent. And I'll say this to the atheists and the agnostics and the rest of you. I don't expect you to go in to repent in one of these 501c3 whorehouses with a little glitter bug sparkly preacher up there in a fancy suit reading off a teleprompter. Like it's Barbie dress-up hour for more dress-up make-believe with the childlike public. But I'll tell you something right now. There's a lot more to this universe than meets the eye. There's a lot of things that meet the eye that you don't recognize, that you don't see the world as a child sees it. I believe the key to wisdom and the key to true enlightenment is innocence. A child sees a Ferris wheel or a tree or a river or a little creek or even a fort in an inner city backyard with garbage all over the ground. They see it with wonderment and amazement. The world is new to them. The universe is open to them. And they rightfully are in awe and taken back at it. And I think it's that sense of wonderment and that sense of awe that we have lost. You know, people think that being worldly makes one deep or intelligent or knowledgeable. And that may be true to a certain extent if you don't go too far down that road. But I think the worldly things I've done, the bad things I've done, the things I've seen, it was a process. But if you haven't become disgusted with the world by the time you're 18, 19, 20 years old, and haven't started turning the ship in the other direction, there's something wrong with you. And I talk a lot about this, but I never have the words to describe it. I mean, we are on a planet, and the life on that planet, the fertile fields, the mountains, the lakes, the streams, the forests, the meadows, the badlands, the oceans, the valleys, the rainforest, the jungles, the frozen tundra. And the atmosphere. All 15,000 of the breathable atmosphere. All of that is thinner than the skin of an apple. We live on a giant planetoid with a molten center of nickel magnetized with floating islands of rock on which we sail. And out from the planet is an endless cornucopia of possibilities. Billions and billions of galaxies photographed by Hubble alone. The sun, a distant star, warms your skin in the morning. It gives the energy to the plants to grow that then gives us substance and produces seeds to generate life anew. The seas filled with hundreds of thousands of different forms of life, just teeming from the single cell organism up to the blue whale. All of it, just endless wonder. You know, you have a sense of always being here because you're alive, you're conscious now. But you have to remember, before you came infinity and after you comes infinity. And the control freak eugenicist tell the world that there is no God, there is no spirituality, there is no wonderment. We're all just blobs of tissue. We don't control ourselves. We don't have free will. We don't have any destiny. And that's the fraud. You're your very gut tells you that. Look at how humans can see a sunset, or how humans can appreciate the beauty of a forest, or a nicely set table with a flower arrangement. You know, we don't just see, we see the universe, we see its beauty, we love it, we are part of it, we are of it. And we do have free will to do good and bad. We know good and bad. The establishment's biggest lie is to tell you there is no good and bad. There is no right and wrong. So they tell you, just run off and be an animal, satiate yourself, and we, the technocrats, we will control the future. And then you look into that future, we're not part of it. So I tell you, seize control of your own destiny. Your calls are coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, I've been pontificating. You know, for now, there's one way you can't stop them from censoring us. That's to buy a high-quality copy of Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception. You name it at Infowars.com and burn a whole bunch of copies of them and give them to people. And it's having a huge effect, and I want to commend all of you out there that are doing that. Later, the big censorship information coming up. Let's go to your calls right now, Kevin, Joey, John, Kathy, Ray, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I've been thinking about this subject for quite a while, and I'm sure that you've done much more research than I have. And I wanted to ask you, because undoubtedly the government stands to make a lot of money or benefit from the vaccines for swine flu. I was wondering just how much they would benefit from it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things. The government wants to set the precedent for forcible injections. They have the executive orders and the laws, but that's like passing a law that, you know, all black people have to wear a yellow dunce hat. It's obviously racist and wrong and against the organic common law. Or, you know, saying all white people have to chop their left finger, you know, their left hand pinky off. I mean, it's a fraud. It's a lie. So to try to say the government can forcibly inject you with what we want, when we want, their argument is then, well, it's for the greater good. Well, let's look at what governments have done in the past. Eugenics, sterilizing people with vaccines, poisoning people. Let's look at the history of the vaccines, how deadly they are, how poisonous they are. And by the way, it's not by accident. It's been proven to be by design. So they set the precedent for this police state to put in your body what they want and set that precedent. So that's the main reason they're pushing all this fear-mongering. Then these companies can make hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, can you imagine having all of Western Europe and the United States, roughly 600 million people, you know, pay $20, $30, $40 for these vaccines? Obama wants to push that everybody start taking 3 flu shots a year. That's in the Washington Post yesterday. I've got that in my stack. I mean, this is serious. And then also there's the police state function of the federalization. They get to practice federal takeover of the states and counties and cities, and the feds themselves admit they're under United Nations response. They're under World Health Organization directives following orders from them, and the UN came out with a bunch of statements the last 2 weeks saying this has been a great drill, you know, this is great for global governance. So those are the basic reasons why they like to fearmonger all this.
Oh, thanks a lot. I had no idea.
I appreciate your call, Kevin. It's really good to hear from you. And I respect the fact that you care enough to even listen to the show and want to be involved in society. Joey in Florida. Joey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. First of all, I've had my eyes opened about a month and a half ago. I watched the Obama deception with my friend Spencer and my girlfriend. Blew me down. And right now in West Palm Beach, Florida, we started a Facebook that's sending people to InfoWars, sending people to Prison Planet, getting them involved. It's called People Opposing Tyranny. And
well, let me just say this, and I'll hold you over if need be. We are having a huge effect. I mean, I've been saying that year after year as things build, but, I mean, now it is – the White House has invited – more than 20-plus big bloggers I know of, and it's been in the news, who are mildly critical and get a few million views to the White House. You know, the White House is all over YouTube, has their own YouTube channel. Now, imagine, we're bigger than all of those people combined. Can you imagine how they're watching us, how concerned they are about us? But see, they've tried to buy me off before. That is other incarnations of the New World Order. So they know not to come to me now. But, I mean, imagine, ladies and gentlemen, one channel over a million views a week, hundreds of channels, tens of millions of views a week, just on YouTube alone of our videos and material. Can you imagine? Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.